What's going on, family? This is Tech Talk Radio. I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. I got to talk about that dang Richard Carrier. Some mo, because I really want to push something. But on another thing, let me clarify some things I didn't necessarily make clear on the previous podcast, mostly because I didn't know them. What I mean by that is Jabari kind of already addressed these issues. Some of the things like kind of broke down the Richard Carrier post and everything like that on a later video. And I missed that. I did not see it. But I did see it today. It's kind of weird. I've been mentioning kind of how YouTube has been having these issues with their algorithm and the unsubs and all these other kind of things. Like, you've seen so many content creators talk about this. But with all that being said, going in, Jabari wants a debate. And I feel him. As I said before in the previous podcast, Richard Carrier had no, like, the lack of respect, as if he was talking to somebody who was untrained, as if he was talking to somebody who just read a couple of books. Jabari has degrees. I'm pretty sure he has his doctorate. But that's beyond the point. The man is trained. The man has work. He's actually cultivated something. Something that has benefited his community. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to sit over here and bash the man's work, Richard Carrier's work. But by comparison, I feel like he has done nothing that would elevate him above a level of a Jabari Osaze. And just because you've had a few debates on a very, like, on rehashing a very old topic, it's so funny how people get to capitalize off the very well-known fact that there wasn't any Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So every once in a while, every few years, every other year or so, somebody comes out and, you know, brings out all these facts that we already know for the most part. And when I say for the most part, I'm talking about, like, the general population kind of doesn't know. Then they figure it out, and then they're like, oh my God, this person's so smart. And he does it in such a, like, a smart alecky way, like, talks about B theory and all these other little things. You know, he's been in a few different debates, and I feel that he feels that he has some clout. He has some cachet. That's, you know, what he meant by, you know, someone with his expertise and blah, 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 blah. But you didn't say anything. That's what kills me. And my English teacher, shout out Mrs. Stone. Shout out Miss Stone. I forget. I'm not sure what your situation is, but shout out to you. Because you were very big on this, and you definitely helped me detect this, and not only in my own writing, but other people's writing, and it helped me out. It's being wordy, you know. It's one thing to use a word, a quote-unquote big word, to be more effective, and it typically takes the place of what you would do in multiple, you know, what you would do in multiple words, right? It makes it cleaner, it makes it shorter, more straight to the point. In other words, especially in Western society, it makes it effective, you know, short, straight to the point, not filibustering. That's what I feel like a lot of his essay was. It was a lot of filibustering. He didn't really address what was wrong, and you guys heard this on the previous podcast, so I really don't need to talk about that. But, you know, he rehashes this new old discussion of, is Jesus really real, the historicity of him. And admittedly, he does have some people pretty pissed off at him. Like, one guy had a complete channel that talking about the historicity of Richard Carrier. So, you know, he has to be feeling himself right now. You know, he's won these debates. You know, he's selling books. He got haters. He's in the spot that he would want to be. as a Bakra. And it's so funny because there's a lot of atheists that gravitate to him. Uh-oh, I think there's a message coming, or at least a point. So there's all these atheists, and you, as we know, Garfield, Ankh, and them, they go with the atheism thing. You know, now they do have some slight variations in how they both present their thing, but they're pretty much uniform in that. I even would say Brother Reggie is very similar in that regard. And it may even be Dr. Reggie. I have to put more respect on his name. But, you know, they kind of more so within that boat, you know, of the atheism. So it's not too surprising that this is somebody that would appear in Garfield's video. Now, just to make this point clear once again, for him to bring on this guy during Black History Month is not really a problem for me. It's not really the fact that that happened. My issue with it is what he brought them on there to do. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that I have a problem with something just because I feel like other people would have a problem with it, or I know that other people have a problem with it. Quite frankly, what he did would be wrong in any month. And that's just kind of how I feel about it. You don't bring in, first of all, you don't bring anyone in to create, to critique someone else's work who is your friend, your rival, your colleague, somebody that you're close with, somebody that you call your brother frequently. You know, you don't do that. Not for any petty rivalry or disagreement. That's not something that you do. And you certainly don't bring in an outsider, a Eurocentric outsider. You know, I have no problem with comparative research. Once again, you've got family. You've heard me say this plenty of times before on the previous podcast and a bunch of other podcasts, because I'm always given comparative study. I'm all about that. That's how we get to the truth. I'm not about feel good. I'm not about people telling you about history that didn't happen, you know, science that ain't true. Like, you know, I'm not in with the prejudice, bias sciences, I guess, that counteract all the negative stuff that was ever thrown at us. You know what I mean? Like, that's never been my thing. So I never called white people dogs. I understand what humans are from a scientific level. So that sort of thing just kind of is not my thing. But even getting back onto that, because I definitely want to mention this in relationship to Richard Carrier. That's just sort of his thing, you know, the history and science versus the gods, the mythos, you know. So his what he seems to be kind of using his, like, to champion whatever the heck, you know, his goals are, seems to be ringing towards what, you know, particularly Brother, did I already say his name? I sure did. Brother Garfield already, you know, what he's already feeling, you know what I mean? What they've kind of already intimated in so many words in the various discussions that I've seen them watch. So basically, he champions the fact that science in history can exist within a world without the spiritual quote unquote ooga booga, the woo. You know what I'm saying? Give me a moment, family. Somebody's at the door. Sorry about that, family. So, as I was saying, they're kind of liking him, and particularly Garfield. He's really liking Richard Carrier because he's championed this sort of idea that, you know, all these sciences can exist without this spiritual hooga booga wishy-washy magical stuff. You know what I mean? It seems like they kind of share the Western view towards rituals and some of the things that really, quite frankly, help cultivate that stuff. You know what I mean? When we think about rhythm and timing and how all these things are actually necessary in science, how it's necessary in music, how music was a vital piece in medicine, particularly when it came to African people, even when we get into Al-Andalusia, even if we don't want to accept the fact that these were, you know, African things happening, we can't deny the fact that how, you know, the purpose of the lute and all the different things that they were doing as far as medicinally and relaxing you and keeping you cool and all these other kind of important things, right? So, yeah, he kind of supports that idea. You know, he's debating against, It's like kind of almost like the Tom Hu version, Bakura version of what House of Consciousness does to a certain extent, except they're doing it amongst each themselves. And I feel like that's where they belong, but they like it. He chose to bring them on there because he says some things that he probably agrees with. And again, I think the fact that those views are so parallel, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of scary. I think it shows you the Eurocentric, you know, influence. And that's not to say that, you know, these are bad brothers, that these brothers are infiltrators, that they are switch or anything like that. I'm definitely not accusing these brothers of anything. I actually have a lot of respect for these brothers. That's why I'm really failing at trying to do things in an appropriate way. But hopefully, you know, the sincerity and respect still shows, you know, through my tone and how I'm breaking these things down, right? To Garfield, like, I just really respect their scholarship. Garfield, I respect his scholarship when you finally get to it. And that's been my biggest complaint of him as of late. He's been more hype, you know, hype man than kind of delivering on certain things. You know, don't say, you know, it seems like he's second guessing a lot. Like, you know, and I know it's not just me that's feeling this way. I know there's a lot of other folks that feel this way. But that's kind of what it is. And at the same time, I don't know this person. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say for sure about a lot of stuff. But just, you know, outside looking in. You know, a lot of respect for these folks. I do believe that they're sincere in their intentions. However, I do feel like they all have ego, as all intelligent people do. Anybody who's, it's like, it's hard for, you know, great people, for example. And I'm not trying to say that they're great, but I'm just saying, you know, with the capacity to, you know, be doing great things and working towards doing great things, it's hard for that to actually coalesce and work together. And it's even harder when you're African, because the African is so rooted in the relationship. The relationship is vital. This is all happening because there has been an issue within the relationship. Somewhere along the line, the relationship has been skewed, and now that there's problems, they're trying to get to a level of understanding, but they haven't dealt with the issue that it has caused the friction. And we don't have the axiology that's set up to where we can just put that to the side without ever dealing with it or going through that. You know what I'm saying? I believe our setup is much better prepared to do that in private, but actually be, you know, active in hashing and getting that over with. That's why I had said on the comments myself, because yes, from time to time I do peruse and comment on things. That they just need to have a debate, where them and a lot of folks just need to have a debate, hash that thing out, and keep moving forward and continue to build. You know, what was there is really, really great. And you've really seen a decline over the last bit. You know, not so much in, like, terms of content, just in how these people interact with each other. And, you know, it's only gotten worse because of this Richard Carrier thing. I have to keep bringing it back to that, because this is a big issue. This is a big thing. And this is not something that I want to see, you know, be made a habit of in the community. This is not something that I feel should ever be okay. Like, it's been brought to the forefront. It's been brought out here. So now we have to deal with it. It's been made public. You know, it's been, you know, brought to the conscious community. And whether or not, you know, on days where, you know, it's just like you're a part of, like, if you believe, if you know, let me not use that word. If you know that Black history is omitted, if you know the things that we talk about are true, you are part of that part of this community, whether you check in or not, whether you use this avenue to check in or not, whether my platform is the platform that you use to tap into that community. We are all connected to this community. There's nothing that literally happens. You know, it's hard. You know, that's why I brought up Matthew Philippe. Never really quite figured out which one was his first name. But I do know he's based out in Sac, which is like an hour, if that, away from me. You know, like, we're really close. There's a Comedic College not that far away from me, about 20 minutes away. Like, just saying, like, this is something that's important. This is something that's influenced. When certain people show up to the Bay Area, we show up, we come out, you know. There's probably more action down in L.A., admittedly. Okay, you know, sorry, fam. Well, you guys know me. Been listening to me for a while. Been following me for a while. You know I go on tangents. Back to this Richard Carrier. And I'm really more upset. It's just like, not so much that you allowed this to happen. It's like you allowed this to happen, and then one of the worst things that can happen, happened. You allowed him into the community to critique it. Then he takes this advantage, not only just to critique it, but brush him aside and disrespect, you know, one of our scholars, our living scholars that's still putting in work to this day. And in the same breath, have disrespected the other scholars that are putting in the work just this way, who have this view. That is messed up. That is messed up. And first of all, just let's be very, very clear. Even if Brother Garfield was able to defeat him in this debate, even if Richard Carrier, who the hell is Richard Carrier? He ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, would it mean something if it's put on a public display and there's a whole bunch of people tuned into it? Yeah, because it's going to affect, you know, where this information sits. You know what I'm saying? How it's viewed, how it's protected. And that's, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm bringing it up right now. Like, I have vested interest in our history being told correctly and our representation being appropriate. You know, and I do want to see that debate between Richard. I mean, he debates all these other clowns. Go debate a real scholar. Go debate somebody who is, you know, because I don't even want to say on your level, because I have not. I need to see something else. I need to see, you know, a debate that's not a wash. You know. I need to see something that's not just, like, the links that I've seen Richard Carrier go to debate a point. It's just like, there's a part of him who wants to prove that he's smarter than everyone. Like, that's kind of like the thing. Like, we've invited quite some ego in there. You know what I'm saying? And this is there now. Yeah, so nobody else gets any ideas, so that this never happens again, so that no one feels like this is a thing that we just allow folk to come in and just talk about us or even write about us. No, this is going to get checked. You know, the reason that he felt comfortable, it's not like, because I don't feel that, well, first of all, you see some of the videos, but I don't feel like he was unfamiliar with Brother Jabari. It's kind of hard not to be familiar if you're in kind of in the same bracket. I'm sorry about that. Another phone call. Forgot to put the do not disturbs on. But like I was saying, it's kind of hard not to be familiar with Brother Jabari. Like, I just kind of, or just kind of the history, the knowledge in general. Like, I'm sure there's a reason why he feels the way that he does about it. I just don't feel like it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't feel like that. It's like all of a sudden Garfield invites this guy and now he's aware of this community and stuff like that. No, I think he kind of took this as an opportunity to actually say something. And we can kind of see what's happened in the past when Bakura, Tom, who have talked about our scholarship and different things like that. We address it. And it usually visually doesn't go very well for them. You know what I mean? No matter how they try to dress it up on the back end and do this and that, it's all theater. They could be getting their butts trashed. Just like I feel like this dude's finna get trashed. Richard Carrier. I just don't see anything that would like hold up. And when I look at some of his other videos, when I looked at one video in particular, and I didn't finish it because he, like, quite frankly, his demeanor annoys me, so It's gonna take some time to, you know, kind of finish doing some of my homework on this cat. But from what I can tell, a lot of his views are heck of Eurocentric. I saw one video, it was talking about what Rome gave us. He talks about culture that they made better. He talks about the Celtics, the Greeks, I believe even Phoenicians, you know, things like that. And doesn't mention, nobody else doesn't mention what they tell, unless he's talking about Carthage and Phoenicia as the same thing. They're not, but you know, that's what Eurocentric scholars like to do. Talk about Egypt. Yeah. Like, you can't even talk about the people who helped, like, culture you, and I wouldn't say so far and say civilized you. See, civilized is a very Western, it's a very Western thing. You know what I'm saying? How do you make somebody civil? How do you make somebody, you know, that's making somebody a person. That's saying that there was a certain point that they weren't a person. But that exists in this country. That's how you get a thing like, that's called civil rights, right? You know, something that makes you a civilian. For Africans, you being you made you a person. You know what I'm saying? Then we got into who you were, where you was from, and all that kind of stuff. But just on the basis of seeing you, you're a person. That wasn't something that you had to earn or have. It was just your right. Anyway, he was talking about that. He does, you know, he mentions North Africa, and, you know, only in terms of how it was controlled by the Roman Empire. Then he brings up wine and talks about how they got it from the Phoenicians, who got it from the Greeks. Oh my goodness! Like, can we check your history here? Who probably got it somewhere from the Balkan Mountains. Wow, where have I heard that before? So, it's comments like that, you know, and I'm just like, but Brother Garfield is cool with this. He's good with it. Like, this is the dude that you're sorting, citing. This is the dude that you're sourcing, you know. He has such an attitude about it. And I get it. You know, people have probably been patting him on the butt and saying, dude, you're so smart. For a while. I'm talking about Richard Carrier here. And this flippant even describe, like, I'm trying to find the word, just how nonchalantly he just did that. And wrote his little blog, and I'm pretty sure he's hoping he can just walk away from this. Like, I want Jabari to have this debate. Now that I know that he want to have one, you know, because I felt like his enmity was, you know, still a word that he uses, was placed towards Brother Garfield. But he says very clearly in the video that he wants Richard, and rightfully so. How dare he? And then go, and the attitude, the demeanor that he even has on the show is, you know what I'm saying? That just seemed to be the guys. Because what was written in that essay was everything that he really felt. Those were his true feelings. See, I don't know. And I'm like, you can't trust people who get that close to folks like that. Family. We cannot get that close to people who act like that. Who act like that. When I mean by act like that, who will bring somebody within the community who seems like that. And they're so blinded. Again, I do not feel that Brother Garfield is doing this because he is deliberately trying to bring down the black community. I do not believe that. I do not believe that. I do believe that he's pulled back from some of that black love talk. And I mean by just the talk, I'm just talking about what's in his heart. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that he does not believe in our scholars. He doesn't use them. I don't believe that he respects them. I believe if he held his feet to the fire, he would tell you that they were all wrong and that they all made mistakes to make us feel better. I believe that is how he feels about black scholarship, if you held his feet to the fire. But he won't say it because he has to be very, very careful in how he brings it up. And it frustrates him. It's damn near in every other thing that he says. If you're listening closely for it. You just got to listen closely for it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, when you bring up these things, then they'll talk about, oh, you got this from here. And they just so ready. It's like a cult. Because he feels like he's trapped in a cult. Because he feels like he can't say what he really wants to say. That the white man may do this, but at the end of the day, you Negroes are lying about all this stuff. That's sad. And I'm glad I don't know him personally, because if it ain't true, it's something that can just be deflected, like, good. I hope that I'm wrong. That's just how I feel about it. I feel this way about another brother, who I feel is very, very intelligent. And I don't feel like that he's any less intelligent for it because he's kind of in a different lane himself. And I feel like the reason that he does what he does is because he felt like, it's like for different reasons, I feel like he was just felt like he was limited in his circle. His opportunities were limited. His growth was limited. It's hard to grow with people who are not growing, who are unwilling to grow with you. You know, it's very hard to do. It's very hard to do when it feels like you got to be the one who carries everything. When everything goes down, you know what I'm saying? They call in your name. Some people are fine with that. That's, you know what I mean? But not everybody is. Not everybody's fine with that. You know, some people feel like, shit, if I got to do it myself, let me do it by myself. If I'm working with you, then let's work together. Feel me? So I feel like that's definitely different. You definitely get some shade. You definitely, man, shoot. It don't pay. It feel like you get more opportunity, don't it? Just kind of talking to both of them or just whomever that this applies to. It just feels better when you feel like you get that opportunity because when you do things within a certain way, you get the results that you want. You get the hits that you want. You get the clicks that you want. You get the endorsements that you want. You know, when you want to do these things, like that's kind of what we're dealing with. That's kind of what I'm seeing. You know, we're becoming divided as a community. And that's not good. We're becoming really, really divided. We got a group of people who are trying to be within the middle when we have other, you know what I'm saying? Just say, hey, let's be right here with it. You know what I mean? Let's just do what we can within this space just to get it out there. Other people are like, man, forget that. Let's do it our way. Let's put our knowledge out there unapologetically. Just do it because it needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asking them for nothing. We do this right. We don't need that. And you got the other folks like, man, ain't no benefit to that. Half the people that we sitting over here doing this stuff for, they don't even appreciate it. They're not going to take advantage of this in their lifetimes. We'll be lucky to see their kids take advantage of this in their lifetimes. You know what I'm saying? Not seeing the little nuggets, not seeing like the little things that made a difference, even made a difference for you. As if you was the only person to ever get that game or be inspired. A lot of people have gotten inspired. Not everyone gets their story told. You don't get to see what everyone gets to do to make things happen. At least not when they happen. Maybe sometimes later down the road. You know, but it's just that ego, that egotistical thing, something that I've had to work with. When I've gotten frustrated in the past. And I've gotten frustrated a lot. Shoot, life happens. You know, anytime that you're really trying, that you're putting your heart into something, put your blood, sweat, and tears into something, it's going to hurt when things don't feel like it's working or when you don't really know what to do and you're failing, but you're putting in all that effort. You know, let's just talk about real stuff. That's just real. You know, this is a whole other topic. I'm supposed to be locked in. But at the same time, y'all, peace, love, and light. I want to see this happen. You know what I'm saying? How should I, what? FRC. Straight like that. Yeah, for real. Like, straight like that. Like all the way, you know, I don't like him. I'm going to do more homework on him. So this is not going to be the last podcast you hear me say. I'll probably do a few more because I'm going to read that book. You know what I'm saying? So somewhere in between the time of me getting this book, maybe seeing a little bit more about him because I'm going to do somewhat of like a how I feel the debate would go, you know, seeing Jabari debate so many times and this guy having so many videos available of him debating, you know, and just different things, you know. I like to, you know, it's almost like, you know, before fight night, I like to kind of size up the competition and, you know, just see kind of how they're going to handle things, how they're going to go about things. So, yeah, that's that. And I'm going to see this book, this Jesus from Outer Space. Wow. Hopefully, you know, and I sincerely mean this, because I'm gonna be spending money, you know, and it's technically kind of related to my work. Not really. It's really not. But I can find a way to make it fit if it's relevant. I hope there's like some, you know what I mean? Like there's that high level erudition, you know, that he seems to, you know, claim that he had, like that he wants to claim that he had, not to seem like he definitely claims that he had it, you know. So I want to see that there. You know, I want this to be something worthy, you know, to be put in the source. Not everything is worthy to be put in the source. You know what I'm saying? What I mean worthy, you know, not something that just had something in there that I'm like, that I'm either just going to just tear apart, or just want to quote for the sake that you said it, or just something that is like a, something I could actually use. And I find that at times. I really do. When you're trying to, like, you know, like, that's why I always quote Sir Harry H. Johnston, because as much as I hate that piece of crap book, it does have some good information, and it does, like, after you get outside of just the bashing of black folks, then you can kind of get into some history, and it kind of gives you, like, it's like there's some roots, you know, that leads you to the other, some deeper roots, so you get some good nutrients that way, because that's what it's all about. It's not always about getting one book. I'm very curious also to see where he gets some of his ideas from, like, what is he source, who does he read, you know what I'm saying, where does, how does he build on his, you know, his existing model of thought, or with all that other, you know, all that stuff, you know, stuff that I care about that probably a lot of you guys don't give a darn about at all. But there it is, folks. So again, peace, love, and light. FRC. And have a great one. Technico out.